The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota head coach Don Lucia. The Gophers earned their third consecutive Big Ten championship with a 14-6 conference record and are the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament. Minnesota will face the winner of Ohio State Michigan State on Friday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's nice to be here again, and obviously really proud of our team. To be able to win another Big Ten championship, that's always a goal each and every year, and with the turnover we had, we weren't quite sure that would be a possibility, but to our guys' credit, we improved a lot from October to where we are today, and our freshman goaltender came in and did a nice job, and that was going to be a big question mark when the year began, and you know, we've got a few guys that carry us offensively, and Bristed and Kloose and Fashing, and we need them on the board on a pretty consistent basis. Our young defensemen have come a long way throughout the course of this season, so you know, it was the old Beatles song, "The Long and Winding Road," and that's kind of the road we took to win that championship. But at the same time, like five of the six teams, we also understand that the position we're in, that if we want to keep playing beyond this weekend, we have to win the tournament.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Dan Kelly with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Don, I know a talking point this year from you is this young team at times didn't talk enough on the ice. Has that improved here later in the season?
Well, it's still a little bit hit and miss because we have some quiet guys, but it's amazing how when they are and you notice it on the bench and they are talking, that's when we seem to be playing better. And so when the guys are really into the game on the bench and on the ice, and it just seems like we do play better with a lot more energy. And so that'll be something that we'll be looking for when the game begins on Friday night, whoever we play.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Fred Plesch with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Don, you mentioned the big three, I guess, in Kloose, Fashing, and Bristed. How about the contributions of the two freshmen, She and Novak, different players, but where would you be without their, I guess, considerable contributions this season?
Yeah, they've done a nice job. I mean, when you can come in as a freshman and, you know, score, you know, 20-plus points or 25 points, whatever they have, you know, they've certainly been counted on, that's for sure. And, you know, Tommy Novak's come in and as our second-line center and, you know, had to play against some pretty good players from a defensive standpoint as well, and he's done a nice job there. Tyler seems to have fit in nicely with Kloose. We have moved our lines around as the year's gone on to try to give us a little bit more balance, and I think that's been effective at times. But, you know, we're not a high-scoring team. We're more of a timely scoring team, and that's going to be absolutely critical for us this weekend that, you know, not only those three guys, but, you know, can the young guys contribute too? And told them, I mean, this is a time of the year when maybe a guy that hasn't scored much can score a big goal for you. And hopefully that can happen for us this weekend.
Our next question comes from the line of Andy Greeter with St. Paul's Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time. With the NCHC tournament going on across the river this weekend, how do you look at these two leagues stacking up competitively top to bottom, and what does the Big Ten need to do to get on par with that league?
Well, I think one of the things that I think the Big Ten is going to be an outstanding league. I think one of the things right now is you see a lot of young teams in the Big Ten, whether it's Wisconsin or ourselves or Ohio State. I mean, hardly have any seniors on their team. You know, Michigan's having an outstanding season. So I think it's just going to be a matter of time before we certainly are. To be honest, I really don't follow the league a whole lot because you're so engrossed in your own league, and that's a league we're concerned with. And I think it's the Big Ten will continue to grow. I think the Big Ten's going to continue to get a whole lot better. And when you look at the programs within the Big Ten, just their history of winning, I think you're going to see that in very short order.
Thanks, Coach.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched on goaltending in your opening, but can you talk a little bit about the contribution that you have gotten from Eric right away in his freshman season?
Well, that was obviously going to be a huge question mark. Not only did we, we lost a large senior class, but when Wilcox signed and then Shea and Riley signed off our D corps, all of a sudden we were going to be young on defense and a freshman, probably goaltender. We wanted to recruit somebody we felt could play heavy minutes. Eric had proven that in his couple years playing in the USHL. He's come in and given us a chance to win just about every night he's played. You know, like any young goaltender, he's had a game or two, or maybe he's been a little bit off. But for the most part, he's been pretty consistent. And his numbers are very similar to what Adams were a year ago. And as Tom touched on when I caught the end of his talk, that goaltending is critical now. I mean, this is the time of the year where, you have to defend, and your specialty teams have to be good, and the most important thing is your goaltender. I mean, you're not going to win this time of the year without your goaltender, being 92-93 game in and game out, especially when you're in a single-game elimination tournament. So in hockey a lot today, it's first 1-3 wins, and the goaltender can't let in leakers right now, and I think he's proven himself to be pretty consistent, and now this is his first taste of playoff hockey at this level. But he certainly had a good run last year for Muskegon in the USHL, and hopefully he'll do the same this year.
And we do have a question from the line of Jason Rubenstein with Michigan Daily.
Coach, what's been the biggest difference from Michigan this year than the past couple of years that you've seen?
The biggest difference. They still play the same way. I can assure you that. Obviously, that top line is special. The change in Tyler Mott. I mean, he's a guy that both it was interesting. Mott and Confer could have had him on the World Junior team, and Confer broke his foot in training camp, and Mott got the terrible case of the flu, and so he wasn't ready, so we couldn't end up keeping him. But both were very good players, and the ability for him to finish this year has been incredible to watch. Obviously, Kyle Connor is a special player. They don't come along very often, and they got a big mobile D core, and I think they're pretty deep from an offensive standpoint. So it's a talented team, but the last few years have been talented too. And Racine seems like he's kind of taken the reins this year and is having a really good year for them. And they got off to a better start. I mean, I think that's one of the things that probably hurt them the last couple of years is, they all of a sudden they had tough Novembers, and now you find yourself chasing a little bit as far as trying to get in. And they were kind of a bubble team the last couple of years, much like we are this year. But this year they've taken that next step, and, they're obviously a really elite team. And the one team, within our league that they can win 5-4. They've proven that throughout the year. So a highly, highly skilled team like most Michigan teams.
Thank you.
Coach, I also wanted to ask you one more question about Hudson Fashing. A pretty impressive number, the fact that he racked up 5 of your game-winning goals in conference play. Does that kind of speak to what you were talking about before, about maybe not being a high-scoring team but a timely scoring team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you look at us, we probably won the Big Ten I know we did because we won 4 overtime games. So you look at that timely scoring, being able to win 4 overtime games, that's the difference between winning it or not, and that usually doesn't happen. But he kind of took off when we were at Michigan that weekend in December. That's when he kind of became a man, so to speak, with his play. He's a big, strong guy, and he needs to get his goals around the net, and that's what he's been able to do. And he scored some, big goals for us, obviously, the second half of the season. He's somebody that we count on. I mean, hey, that's the reality, and that's what I told him. I mean, you get to this time of the year that your best players have to be your best players. And, Saturday was a good example for us with Hudson and Kloos and Bristed scoring our 4 goals. And that's the type of team that we are. We know we're not a real high-scoring team. We know we have to defend. We know we have to win a 3-2 type game for us to be successful.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you there in St. Paul this week.
Thank you.